Good day, good morning, greatness. Everything falls and rises on leadership. Everything falls and rises on leadership. A quote by John Maxwell. When it comes to leadership, there are no excuses. When it comes to leadership, Antonio Landis Thompson, King Tunes, there are no excuses. A quote from my mentor, one of my mentors, Dr. Henry A. Clare. You know, this week, I want us to focus on leadership. Leadership. And the topic this week is leadership. And if you have a question or a topic you want me to focus on, send me a message. Send me a voice note. Because Winners for Life Coaching Podcast, it's a community. It's a tribe all around the world where we discover our success, our greatness, our purpose, our destiny together. Everything falls and rises on leadership. You know, we live in a society that when we say leadership or when we say leader, we think automatically sometimes of the one who's the supervisor, the manager, the boss, the CEO, the quarterback. And we have seen distorted examples of what leadership is. And a distorted example of what leadership is simply, as a leader, we've been trained to believe that a leader tells you what to do, but they don't do it. I tell you what to do. I give you all of the assignments, but I don't do it. Now, I've had the great honor to be under the leadership of Dr. Miles Monroe, Dr. Richard Pinder, Dr. Dave Burrows, Dr. Angie Burrows, Dr. Henry Clare. And I've learned some great examples about leadership. Even me as a father, who is a leader in the home to my children, to my wife, to my family, that I can tell them do something, but when they see me do it also, it's more powerful. I can tell my children to pick up the garbage or the trash off the ground, but when they see me do it, it's more powerful. So I'm not just telling them what to do. They see daddy in the mix of doing it. You see, your level of leadership is based on your level of servanthood. Let's park there for a second. Your level of leadership is based on how well you can serve. You see, the greatest leader is the one that can serve everybody. And not just serve everyone, someone who can just serve and do it with a grateful heart. You know, you look at the football team. You see the quarterback, you see the coach, offensive coach, defensive coach, and you look at all of the players. But guess what? No one usually sees sometimes that person who is carrying the water, going to every player. Every time they go out, they give them a drink. Every time they come in, they give them a drink. And they sometimes we overlook, but you know what? That's a leader, because that leader is not in the spotlight. That leader's not in the spotlight. But behind the scenes, that leader's making sure all of the players have their belongings, their water, their personal items, because a leader is a servant to all. Your level of leadership is based on your servanthood. that everything falls and rises on leadership. A leader is someone that don't complain about the problem. Because complaining will not fix the problem. A leader says to him or herself what has to be done. You see, I want to challenge you today. Are you being a leader that brings value to people around you? There's something about leaders. When a leader walks into a room, they don't have to announce that they are there. When they walk into the room, there's something about their presence. That when they walk into the room, you know that there is something different about them. They didn't walk into the room with maybe an entourage. They didn't walk into the room with this big note on them. I'm CEO, or I'm pastor, I'm bishop, I'm supervisor, I'm manager. They walk into the room, but there is something different about them. See, when a leader shows up, they don't have to announce their arrival. You can sense and feel their presence. Leadership. Leadership 101. Here's some lessons I've learned about leadership since we're talking about leadership. My mentor, Dr. Henry A. Clare, when I was in college, I was attending his church, part of the leadership team. And I went to him one day, I said, Dr. Clare, here's my book. Here's my vision. This is the vision that God has given to me when I was a young man growing up in the Bahamas under the leadership of Dr. Miles Monroe. And I want to go all around the world. I want to do this. I want to be a speaker. And I believe God has a call on my life and there's anointing on my life. And I want to submit to your authority because I want to become that best leader. And I never forgot this. Leadership lessons. Priceless. He said, Antonio, you believe that God called you to be a speaker internationally? I said, yes, sir. He said, you believe that God has a calling on your life? Yes, sir. He said, you believe that you have an anointing on your life? He said, you believe that God has raised you up so you could use your voice and your talents and your ability to impact people and bring value to them? I said, yes, sir. He said, this is what I want you to do. He said, I want you and two other guys. He said, I want you to show up to this church every week. I want you to make sure that the carpet in the church is clean and vacuum. I want you and your other two young men, friends, I want y'all to make sure that the yard is cut. Wow. I want you to make sure now that the bathrooms are clean. But sir, I believe God, your level of leadership is based on how well you can serve. Do you know that was one of the greatest lessons in leadership I ever learned today? One of those young men right now has a lawn care business. Right now, I have my podcast. This podcast is going all around the world. I'm a life coach. I'm a speaker. I'm impacting people's lives. But he was teaching me something. Don't care how big you think you come as a leader, that your level of leadership is based on how well you can serve. I encourage you today. I want you to pause. I want you to reflect. I want you to ask yourself, what type of leader are you? Are you the leader today that you are telling people what to do, or are you the leader today that you are speaking volumes and setting an example by your actions? Are you a leader today who takes away, tear people down, make them feel so bad, so depressed? Or are you that leader that breathes life into people? Are you that leader that when people walk away from you, they feel like so much value was added? Are you that leader today that complain about everything, how it can be fixed? This cannot happen. It's too much. I'm too tired. Or are you that leader? And I'm talking to myself today also. Are you that leader that say, you know what? Whatever it takes, we are going to make it happen. Everything falls and rises on leadership. Everything. So if it's not working, we can't blame nobody. If it's not working, we can't blame nobody. Why? Because the responsibility for us as leader is to make sure it happens. When it comes to leadership. Thank you, Dr. Henry A. Clare. Fuck, I use this podcast to honor you and all of the great leaders who I've served under. Dr. Miles Monroe. Dr. Richard Pinder. Dr. Dave Burrows, Dr. Angie Burrows, Dr. Henry Clare, thank you guys for pouring into me and teaching me about what leadership is all about. When it comes to leadership, there are no excuses. The best and the greatest day to be alive is today. You're listening to Winners for Life Coaching Podcast, a place where you discover your success, your greatness, your purpose, your destiny, and become all what you were designed to be. I encourage you today, be that leader that brings value, change, and impact people. Be that leader today where you can bring out the best of people. And if you're a leader out there and you need some help, find a mentor, a coach, someone that you could submit to so you can get the valuable and the fundamental lessons of leadership. When it comes to leadership, everything falls and everything rises on leadership. John Maxwell. When it comes to leadership, there are no excuses. By Dr. Henry A. Clare. Have a great day. Continue to be the best version of yourself. Continue to tap into yourself and become all what you were designed to be. But most of all, be the leader today that brings value and brings out the best and everyone around you. Blessings.